Britain's finance minister will announce his budget tomorrow. Significant cuts in public spending and tax increases are expected to be announced to help plug a black hole of up to £60 billion. Millions are dreading what's to come, the depth of the cuts and how long they will last, particularly at a time when the cost of fuel, electricity, food, rent, they all continue to rise. There's no end in sight. Record inflation figures released this morning show the highest rate in 41 years, 11.1%. In the north, the absence of the Stormont government means a political leadership vacuum, and people are worried they may not even get some of the help that has been promised. Our northern correspondent Conor McCauley has been talking to those who are struggling and to others who are trying to help.
On a cool November evening, the atmosphere is heating up inside Belfast Windsor Park. Linfield is playing Cliftonville, two teams whose supporters come from opposite sides of the community. The tie is always keenly contested. In the grounds, Paul Doherty has set up a stall and is taking donations. He runs a food bank helping 400 families across the city. Fans are flocking to him with bags of food and putting what cash they can afford into his collection buckets.
The response has been absolutely incredible. You know, I think now more than ever we need community and we need to come together as one community really to try to get people through this winter. We're seeing maybe political failure. We're seeing a community stepping up and responding and you're seeing the result of that tonight.
When Paul Doherty talks about political failure, he means the collapse of Stormont. It's been down all the way through the worst of this cost of living crisis. And while there's been some support from the UK government for those on benefits and a wider energy price cap, experts say it's not enough.
My name is Dr. Ciara Fitzpatrick and I'm an academic at the School of Law at Ulster University, and my area of expertise is social security law, poverty and destitution. They're not coping. The pressure is too much for them. They can't afford the basics. They can't afford milk, bread. People are really destitute.
She rejects the notion that a working Stormont providing local solutions would make little impact on a crisis of this scale.
They could make a huge difference. We just have to look at our neighbours over the border in the Republic of Ireland to see the sort of social security supports that they've been putting in place for people. A reinstating of the £20 uplift to universal credit for a 6-month period to get people over the winter, that would cost about £192 million. We have that money in a devolved setting, ready to go. We could get it out to people immediately because we already have the baseline legislation in place. So this idea that a Northern Ireland devolved executive would be powerless to do anything is absolute nonsense.
And working families, she says, are feeling the pressure too. People like single mum Caroline Rice, a classroom assistant struggling to get by on a modest income and provide for a young daughter.
Even the likes of milk and bread, I'm looking at the price of everything now. I'm not buying milk and bread anymore. I'm buying milk or bread. A good loaf of bread's £1.92, you know, and our milk's £2 now nearly as well. So it's either or. We never have both anymore.
Every decision like that is about trying to protect her daughter from the worst effects of their financial situation.
I have went to the food bank, you know, on occasions. It's trying to do stuff without my child seeing it, you know, but she does see it. She knows it's there. She knows, like, I mean, that money's tight. But it's also trying to ensure that she still has a wee sense of normality, you know, because I remember what it was like growing up, you know, on a low income. And I don't want that to continue. I want to break the cycle with her. But it's just, bleak.
Back at Windsor Park, Linfield and Cliftonville are grinding out a 0-0 draw. The match may not have been inspiring, but the response to Paul Doherty's food bank appeal has been. As he loads the van, he reflects on the symbolism of these fans working together to help others. it's evidence, I suppose, that poverty doesn't really respect any flags or cultures or creeds.
Absolutely, and again, I think this being us being here at this game tonight is quite symbolic, where it is communities coming together to try to tackle this cost of living crisis and come together to try to get people through this time and this winter. And this winter is coming down the tracks quite quickly, and people will struggle, people will suffer. But at this game tonight, we have seen a real sense of solidarity, we've seen a real sense of community, and people coming together as one community to try to get people through this difficult time.
And that report from the North was by Conor McCauley.